I am Father Kevin Shemek. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. A reading from this Monday is from John's Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each one to his own home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have said this to you so that you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world." Jesus is speaking these words at table at the Last Supper. Jesus is preparing the disciples and us for a life in the Spirit. They were faithful Jews for the most part. They lived by rules and regulations. Rules were first and love came second. Christianity would be different. Love would come first. Laws were guidelines to help us love. Jesus would be with them even as they face persecution. Too many today view Christianity as a series of laws. Many are hesitant to join us because they don't want to be restricted, but love is the primary meaning of all life. Love obliges us. Jesus promised life in our love for him and each other. I would like to provide an illustration of love mandated by Jesus. The other day, I went to the grocery store. An older man struggled with walking and his groceries. Too many ignored him. They did not stop to help him with his packages. I guess their time and destination were more important. I stopped. I asked if I could help. He simply said he was okay. He did not refuse my help, but I discerned he was humble and struggled all his life. But I showed him I cared. More important than me, this act of love showed we cared. There is no law that told me I had to stop. There is Christ's love that provided guidance and obliged me to stop.